Hello again. This is John Chardy to have a word with you, and let today's word be Mickey Mouse. That is lowercase Mickey Mouse, as in, there are too many Mickey Mouse rules around here, or I asked for his advice and all he gave me was a lot of Mickey Mouse. I believe, but cannot attest, that Mickey Mouse, as a noun for endless, petty, meaningless rules and regulations, was a World War II GI coinage based on the fact that a shrilly serious Mickey Mouse lectured trainees in countless training films on every subject from sex morality to Arctic survival. I don't think we could have mounted an offensive without him. Again, I believe but cannot attest that Mickey Mouse, lowercase, as a bit of slang meaning double talk or prattling nonsense, came into general use after World War II, and that it is based on the experience of hearing a voice recording speeded up. Originally, as if a voice were recorded at 33 RPMs and played at 78. The result is unintelligible, shrilly comic, and very much like the voice of an agitated Mickey Mouse. These, I confess, are guesses. Our dictionaries tend to deal only with written material. They have also paid too little attention to slang and colloquialisms. The tradition is changing. We begin to recognize that all language is language, but today many common usages still fall into a gray area untouched by lexicographers. By popular vote, Mickey Mouse deserves better. He was created by Walt Disney Studios in or just about 1929, originally as Mortimer Mouse. Now, slightly over 50 years later, he may have become the most recognizable figure in human history. He dances on the world's screens, speaking all languages. Mickey Mouse comic books are read around the world. Alexander and Caesar conquered no such empire. Aristotle is by comparison unknown. Christ, Mohammed, and Buddha combined have not spread their word further in the fields of the innocent, and on their drinking mugs, baby spoons, T-shirts, and wristwatches. The term okay, as I once mentioned, is probably the most successful word form in history, now native to almost every human language. It is rivaled only by the name Coca-Cola. As a monument to the final commonality of the human species, I propose a colossal statue of Mickey Mouse drinking a Coca-Cola while standing on a cliff inscribed, OK. Perhaps no one would know what that meant, but everyone, perhaps even the invading Martians of the next cycle, would recognize those three elements and know that the human race had been here. This is John Chardy saying, when I need of that apostle, who doesn't win, it's time to throw another baby to the wars by the time, which means goodbye until our next burble through the Talgy Woods. And until then, good words to you.